Welcome to VOA Smart Jazz for Smart FM, the spirit of Indonesia.
Halo semua listener, apa kabar? Senang sekali kita bisa bertemu kembali dan tentunya kami harapkan karir, keluarga, dan kehidupan Anda sukses selalu. Dari VOA Washington, saya Ian Umar akan menemani Anda dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Anda bisa mendengarkan berbagai musik jazz favorit Anda, berita jazz terkini, dan info-info menarik mengenai penyanyi atau musisi jazz kesayangan Anda.
It was pretty much the mind-blowing experience that everybody seems to share when reflecting on the first time that they heard Jaco.
Itulah tadi cuplikan-cuplikan acara yang bisa kita simak dalam VOA Smart Jazz. Smart listener Jonathan Butler, musisi jazz dari Cape Town, Afrika Selatan, baru saja merilis album terbarunya berjudul Grace and Mercy. Gitaris jazz ini memulai karir musiknya dengan tampil dari satu panggung kecil ke panggung pertunjukan berikutnya semenjak usia 7 tahun. Jonathan kemudian menandatangani kontrak rekaman dengan perusahaan rekaman besar Jive Records ketika berusia 16 tahun dan pindah ke Inggris. Karirnya langsung melonjak dan meraih berbagai penghargaan dan nominasi. Salah satunya adalah nominasi hadiah Grammy untuk lagunya yang berjudul Lies. Listener, itulah tadi lagu berjudul Grace and Mercy dari album Jonathan Butler yang juga berjudul sama. Smart listener, kita beralih ke Jaco Pastorius, musisi jazz Amerika yang dianggap sebagai bintang jazz pada era tahun 1970 dan 1980-an. Sayangnya, ia meninggal pada usia yang sangat muda, 35 tahun. Jaco Pastorius membuka era gitar bass listrik dalam musik jazz dengan penampilannya yang sangat memukau pada usia sangat muda. Kesuksesan album Jaco Pastorius yang juga berjudul Jaco Pastorius pada tahun 1976 membuat musisi-musisi jazz berebut untuk tampil bersamanya. Nama-nama terkenal seperti Herbie Hancock, Wayne Shorter, David Sanborn, Lenny White, dan masih banyak lainnya adalah segelintir dari musisi-musisi yang berkolaborasi bersama Jaco Pastorius. Dan bahkan Pat Metheny juga terkesima dengan penampilan Jaco, seperti yang ia ceritakan kepada Russ Davis dari VOA Jazz America.
I first met Jaco in the fall in 1972. I just moved to Miami from Kansas City, where I grew up. And about the third day I was there, there was a concert at Vizcaya. And it was Ira Sullivan's Baker's Dozen Band, and Jaco came out and played Domingo. And it was pretty much the mind-blowing experience that everybody seems to share when reflecting on the first time that they heard Jaco. And, you know, for me, I had a little bit of warning because he had been in Kansas City about 6 months before that, playing with Wayne Cochran, actually at the same club where I was occasionally playing myself. And the guy that I was in his band in Kansas City had gone down to hear him one night and just came back the next day just kind of like in shock that he had heard this bass player that played the head to Freddie Hubbard's Mr. Clean and had done all this amazing stuff. And I just remember him saying that the guy was from Florida and how unbelievable he was. And when I got there at that Ira Sullivan concert, I thought, well, this must be that guy. So I actually didn't meet him that night, but about 2 weeks later, we found ourselves playing on a show at a place called Bachelor's 3. We were playing in the Peter Graves Orchestra. That's when we really got to know each other and really hit it off. And we very quickly found a lot of things that we had in common as musicians, especially in terms of the role that our instruments played in jazz, and particularly the way that we wanted to changed those roles. And, you know, he was interested in 12-tone kind of things. He was interested in, you know, people like Ornette the same way that I was. And he was also interested and aware of Schoenberg and Stravinsky and, you know, modern classical music, as well as the sort of funk and rock and pop and of course, jazz elements. Thank you.
Smart Listener, itulah tadi penampilan dari kelompok musik Jaco Pastorius Big Band dengan lagu berjudul River People. Orkestra yang dipimpin oleh Peter Graves ini meraih sukses tahun 2003 dengan menampilkan lagu-lagu yang dikarang oleh Jaco Pastorius dalam kompilasi Word of Mouth Revisited. Dan baiklah Smart Listener, jangan kemana-mana, kita akan kembali setelah yang satu ini dengan berbagai musik jazz dan info menarik mengenai penampilan musisi jazz lainnya. Jadi tetaplah bersama VOA Smart Jazz. The Voice of America.